Jarlaxle shifted his eye patch from his left eye to his right, humming all the while as he considered the startling report. Intrary and his band, sans Drizzt apparently, had passed Luskin heading south. After nearly 2 decades of complete absence, the group had returned. And this so close on the heels of the report from Braylon Jankay, a most reliable scout, that a woman, powerful with magic, and the curious halfling who had come through Luskin the previous autumn were apparently going by names quite familiar to Jarlaxle. "Gaddy Bree and Regis," he said, shaking his head in disbelief. He remembered when the two had passed on, when Drizzt and King Brunner had begged him to find them. Well, now perhaps he had, but with no sign of Drizzt anywhere, and with Brunner lying dead under the rocks in distant Gauntlegrim, or so he believed. "They've been dead 100 years, Beniago replied, though Jarlaxle had been speaking to himself and was startled by the response.
"You think it impossible?"
"Implausible," Beniago said. "But then I find myself astonished that Intrary and his band of 5 have returned. Perhaps I have grown so cynical that nothing can truly surprise me anymore, eh?"
"Cynical," Jarlaxle replied with a chuckle. "My dear Beniago, I would argue just the opposite. Believe in miracles, or in anything else that makes your day a better journey."
"And be ready for anything," Beniago finished with a wry grin, one that Jarlaxle matched with a smile and a nod of his own.
"He would not come to Luskin," Jarlaxle said. "Likely he believes that I might still be here."
"Intrary? One would think him grateful. I can think of few fates worse than suffering eternity as a block of stone."
Jarlaxle's thoughts drifted back across the years, to the assault he had led on the castle of Lord Drago Quick in the Shadowfell. He couldn't help but laugh as he replayed that most enjoyable adventure. He and his minions had thoroughly thrashed the castle guard, as indeed Jarlaxle had thrashed the castle itself, enacting an instant fortress of adamantine right within Drago Quick's foyer. He could still see the expressions of the house guard. After the rout, Jarlaxle had gone to the substructure of the castle, and there had found and rescued Artemis Intrary, Dahlia, and the monk Afafrenfir. All 3 turned to stone by Lord Drago's pet Medusa.
"Perhaps the nothingness of stone was preferable to Intrary than the torment he feels in his heart and mind," Jarlaxle heard himself saying, but absently, for his thoughts were already moving to the present, to the revelation that Intrary was up and about once more. Jarlaxle didn't know why he cared so much, but he did.
"Where has he gone?" the mercenary leader asked.
"Port Last," they said, "and the 5 are probably halfway to the place already," Beniago answered.
"Dangerous road these days, though, so we cannot—"
Jarlaxle's laughter cut him short.
"I assure you that it will take more than a band of highwaymen to stop or even delay the likes of that group," he said.
And he was already planning his own trip to Port Last.
"Any further word from Braylon?"
Beniago shook his head.
"Drizzt, do you think?"
Jarlaxle nodded and muttered under his breath,
"Let's hope."
He looked up at Beniago and noted the High Captain's surprise at that statement, and indeed, Jarlaxle realized that such a sentiment must seem curious indeed to those who did not understand his own long history with the Doerden rogue, or worse, who did not understand what Drizzt Doerden had secretly come to symbolize for many of Menzo Baranzon's drow, particularly drow males. Perhaps Beniago hadn't lived in Menzo Baranzon long enough to properly appreciate that point. Interesting times seemed to be upon them. and Jarlaxle was glad that Camuriel was not in Luskan, or even this part of the world at that time. Jarlaxle's co-captain was off playing with his illithid friends at some horrid hive mind, which offered Jarlaxle great latitude in directing Bregendierth, and in his own choice of roads. He thought back to his raid on the castle of Lord Drago, and could hardly believe that the attack had been his last real adventure. He looked down at his great desk, covered in parchment, in this, his private room in the Bregendierth enclave, carved out of a subterranean ruin crawling with ghosts and ghouls.
"I have become a clerk," he said absently.
Beniago's laugh reminded him that he was not alone.
"You take heart in my misery?" Jarlaxle asked, feigning upset. "I laugh at the notion that mighty Jarlaxle would ever think such of himself," replied High Captain Kurth,
who was really a drow of the same house as Jarlaxle, though Beniago didn't know that little detail about Jarlaxle's true identity.
"A clerk!"
Jarlaxle waved his hand above the piles of inventories, payroll records, and purchase requisitions.
"So give the records to Serena, or one of your other consorts or associates, and go out and kill something,"
Beniago replied heartily.
"I hope I haven't forgotten how to fight."
Beniago laughed all the harder and stood to leave.
"If you decide to find out, please do so with someone other than me, eh?" he said.
"Why so?" Jarlaxle replied.
"Perhaps you will defeat me and take over Bregendierth in Camuriel's absence."
"I would hardly want that," Beniago said sincerely.
"And want even less to go to my grave at the end of Jarlaxle's sword, or dagger, or wand, or other wand, or giant bird, or enchanted boot, or belt whip, or...
have I missed one?"
"Many more than one," Jarlaxle assured him. "Go to port last," Beniago said as he moved to the door at the side of the room.
This led to a small alcove and a circular stairway that began a winding path that would take him under the harbor and back up to Close Guard Isle and the Shipkirth compound.
"You know that you must. The trade with the Zorlarans proceeds easily. The city is under our thumb fully, and I will be here when you return, with a smile, a pot of gold, and a bevy of lovely ladies to suit your tastes."
He tipped his cap and left the room. Jarlaxle found that he believed every word. Indeed, never had Bregendierth run so smoothly. The trade brought enormous